When people think about social media use in college students, the first word that comes to mind usually wouldn't be restraint. But for student athletes at Division I schools like UNC, that's exactly what's expected. Alexis Amato, a former captain of the women's rowing team at UNC, found out the hard way during an annual team meeting on social media guidelines. She missed it, but her tweets became the case study of what not to do.
Thought I have nothing bad on my social media, like, oh my gosh. And then like things came up of like in high school when I used like a curse word to be funny. And it's like those things are not huge deals, but I'm kind of glad someone pointed it out to me just because like when they read it out loud from what people have told me there, like it is kind of embarrassing.
When she first got to campus, Amato wasn't thrilled about the social media guidelines.
There's definitely some more animosity towards it just because the rules were a lot stricter. Like the leadership didn't want you putting things where you're wearing like going out clothes. So it kind of monitored, like kind of restricted basically anything you could put on social media.
But after a few years in the program and some time to get perspective on the issue, Amato is thankful for the social media training the university and her teammates pushed.
Especially now, like as I'm working like at my job and they talk about that they do actually look at your social media and like click through just to like get an idea of what kind of person you are.
Each team has at least one social media monitor. For the women's rowing team, the three captains help out too. Early training has meant guidelines have worked, says Cricket Lane, the assistant athletic director for student development.
I've been here a while and I've never heard anyone, you know, being kicked off a team or anything like that.
While most of UNC's problems since the Marvin Austin tweet have been minor, the NCAA made UNC adopt a policy. That policy includes guidelines that apply to all social media platforms. Christy Kirk, who works for a digital marketing agency in Durham, says it's important student athletes prepare for expectations of sponsors and professional teams.
Well, if they sign with a pro team, that team is going to have social guidelines, and they're going to be probably really similar to the universities. Don't post it, you know, post anything really controversial. Don't post anything profane. Don't post offensive comments.
Even one bad social media post, Kirk says, can create problems.
You have to be exceptionally talented for, a train wreck social account not to derail you.
While there are academic papers by lawyers that question whether UNC's social media policies violate First Amendment rights, the university says that playing at UNC is a privilege, not a right. And for now, that privilege comes with a limited social media presence. In Chapel Hill, I'm Cole Del Charco.